We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. Dr. Jones' message is one in a series entitled Word of Truth.
Now, I want to talk to you from some verses in the 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Now, you know, that's a strong statement. Paul writing a young preacher now, he's charging him with his responsibility. He's telling him that you're going to have to face Christ someday. You've got to answer your ministry. And you're going to have to look into his eye, and I'm calling your attention to it. Now, I'm charging you with your responsibility. Did you know it's an awful responsibility to be a preacher? It's a terrible responsibility. Suppose I put a man on the wrong road. Suppose I tell a fellow to go this way when it's not God's way. I never have gotten away from the sense of responsibility. I mean, when I was a preacher boy, just a young fellow and didn't know much, and I'd go around preaching the gospel, and I was always afraid that I didn't know something well enough. But I stuck to what I knew. I knew a few little fundamentals, and I'd stick to them the best I could. I knew that sin would damn a man, and that he had to be born again, that Jesus could save him. And I knew that God would hear prayer. All those few little simple fundamental things we call in Christianity, I knew them, and I stuck to them. When I move into the realm of controversial things about certain doctrinal positions, I try to walk lightly. Things may be perfectly clear to me. But if great, outstanding, good men don't agree about some interpretation, I always feel like, well, if they're good men and they know the Bible and they love the Lord, then I don't want to be dogmatic in my position. But you know, on the fundamentals of the faith, there never has been a difference between Baptist and Methodist or Presbyterian and all the Orthodox people. They have always held the same fundamentals. They believe the same Bible. They believe the same things about Jesus Christ. They believe he was virgin born, and was God manifest in the flesh, and died on the cross, saved sinners, rose from the dead. And they believe he's the world's only Savior. But I've always stood firm on these fundamentals, because I felt that that was my ministry and my responsibility. Now, I think that holds in all other realms. You know, all lawyers, if they're good lawyers, stand on certain fundamental positions of the Constitution of the United States. And all law is built on that. And so, when you destroy the Constitution of the United States, or undermine faith in the Constitution of the United States, you've come to serious days as far as the government's concerned. But all over America today, question marks are being raised in the minds of people about the Bible. People are paying educators to run church schools that don't believe the Bible. They go on right along just with their own tag on it. There has never been such a mixture in the history of this nation as we have now. So Paul said, I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who judge quick and the dead and his appearing kingdom. Now do what? Preach the word. What is the word? Well, the word is the Bible we have. Preach the word. If you don't know exactly what it means, you can say, well, I'm not exactly sure about the interpretation here. Some people say this, some people say that. But you don't have to be in doubt about the fundamentals of the faith. When you get there, you can say, now this is fundamental. This is what the Bible says. This is clear. I've told you before that if a lawyer would draw up a legal document, and there's one paragraph that's perfectly clear, and there's another paragraph down below it's a little obscure, I interpret the obscure passage in the light of the clear passage. Now, I know what some things don't mean, sometimes when I don't know exactly what they do mean. I know when we read in the Bible, you're saved by grace through faith, and I come across something in the Bible that would indicate that it might be possible, seemingly, for a man to save himself. I could interpret that obscure passage in the light of a clear passage. You don't have any serious problems if you're born again, you believe the Bible. You don't have any serious problems. You get along all right. First place, you have to be saved before you understand anything about the Word of God. Now, he said, preach the Word. Now, that's what Paul told Timothy. He's writing a preacher, giving him instruction, charging him with responsibility. Was he to preach the Word? He's not to preach evolution. He's not to preach just social service. He's not to preach this and that and the other. Preach the Word. anything that's not in the Word in some form doesn't belong in the pulpit. Now, remember that. If it isn't in the Word, it doesn't belong in the pulpit. Now, there's certain discussions that come up with certain issues, but the preacher's business is to say what the Word of God says about this, not what man thinks about it, not what his opinion may be, but what does God's Word say about an issue? Somebody comes to me sometimes and says, now, what about so-and-so? What did you think about this? Well, I say to him, I couldn't go along with you on doing that thing because the Word of God seems perfectly clear. And it says so-and-so and so-and-so, and I couldn't go along with you. Now, you are not to go along and take any position, any time, anywhere, if it's contrary to the Word of God. The preacher that stands in the pulpit is not there to preach philosophy. He's not there to preach science. He's not there to preach just a socialistic message. He's there to preach the Word. And that's what Paul told Timothy to do. The apostle to the Gentiles. The man who was going down the road to Damascus, and God Almighty knocked him down and took charge of him and said, come on and go with me. I want you. And that man who, in some ways, as no mere human ever did, has blessed the world, the man to whom we owe so much, and the man who gave his life because he preached the Word, he obeyed divine order himself and preached the Word. Now, here's Timothy. He said, I charge you, but you preach the Word. Now, don't quit preaching the Word. Never mind what's popular. Be instant in season, out of season. See? Now, he didn't stop there. Preach the Word. If you preach the Word, what do? You reprove. You rebuke. You exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine or teaching. Now, you preach the Word. And remember now, the Word rebukes sin. The Word reproves compromise. The Word reproves evil. Call attention to that now. Tell them what God says about it. What does God say about it? Not what does man say. Almighty God gave us His book because His book is what God says. Everything in this book is what God says or what God says somebody else says. It's all through the Bible. God says the devil said so-and-so, man said so-and-so, but whenever God says, I say so-and-so, you better listen to God because forever this word settled in heaven. Now, he said, this is important, Timothy. This is important. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. They won't tolerate it. The time will come now. And it looks like we're getting there now. All down the ages, men who have stood for the Bible have been slandered and misrepresented and persecuted. All down the ages. If they were persistent now. Everybody believed the Bible when I was a boy in this country. But a man that stood up and persistently said, this is the Word of God and that's wrong, has always been hated. He's never been popular in this world. The devil's against the Word of God. The time will come when we'll not endure sound doctrine. But add to their own lusts, they'll heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears. I think I told you about the church I was in where they had a conference. And they had a nice auditorium, but it's a frame building. And the pastor, who's a wonderful man, told me that he didn't feel like they should spend the money to build a magnificent church when they didn't need it. We have a good auditorium, and there's such a need on the mission field. And I thought we'd be coddling ourselves and manifesting our pride to just turn around and build a magnificent church because somebody else had one. And he said, I had a deacon in my church, and he got mad and quit, see. Well, all right, if you preach the word, they'll either get out of your way or get right. That's always what happens. All you got to do, I found out here at Bob Jones University, I found it in my ministry. You just keep standing true and keep preaching the word. And you eliminate folks that ought to be eliminated. Yes, oh yes, it's the savior of life unto life or of death unto death. And I want to tell you something, I found out long ago, the best way to get rid of some people is to just stand. Don't flinch, don't trim, don't compromise. Stand up what's right, preach the word, shoot straight, no compromise, no trimming, and souls will drop out that you need to get rid of. You might not realize it. But you know, whenever you go to preaching the word, just keep preaching it, keep preaching it. And just keep pouring in, and it hits somebody, he won't put up with it. He'll either get right or he'll get away. You know, that's the glorious thing about the Bible. I've learned so much along the road, I should have known when I started. I found out many a time that God makes even the wrath of men to praise, and that used to bother me a great deal. God makes a wrath of men to praise Him. My business as a preacher is to stand firm, no compromise, preach the Word. That's the purpose which Bob Jones University was founded. Keep right on keeping on without compromising anything at all. And if somebody ought to get out of the way, you'll get out of the way. Somebody God wants to have removed, He'll have him removed. And if it's not right, He'll get right, maybe. If God wants him to stay home. It always goes that way. The way to clean up a church is to just go to preaching the Word. Just stand up, roll up your sleeve, and go at it. Don't saw pedal, just keep preaching. Somebody may get mad, and the crowd may pull out, but you'll clean house that way. Why, that's all over this country. Yet everywhere I go, I find some preachers still preach the Word of God, wouldn't compromise, wouldn't trim. What happened? Well, some people get mad, he'd quit. A little group would follow him, and they get another pastor and start another church, and he just keep going. That's the way it's always been. Things haven't changed. God hasn't changed. The Word of God hasn't changed. Human nature hasn't changed. It's always been that way. When Paul was back there in the old days, in the early apostolic days, out preaching the Word, this would drop out, this would drop out. Paul says, Demas has forsaken me, having loved the present world, the present age. Yeah, Demas just couldn't take it. He just couldn't stand. It was too straight for him, you see. And Paul couldn't do anything but just keep going. So they drop off one by one. And that's why he said, Demas has forsaken me. Yes, he resigned. He got away because he loved the present world. See? Some ties. I found this along the road of life. When you find a man that takes an unreasonable position, there's something wrong with the man. He's tied up in something, or he's involved in some way or other. You'll always find it that way. Two good men can sit down around the table any time and settle anything. They're good men. Both of them have eyes single to the glory of God. Any problem can be settled in the church if people are all right. Because they'll say, well, what does the Bible say about it? What we should do about it? And they get together on that proposition. They stand together on it. They can settle it. If it's an essential, they will stand together on it. Now, notice it. He said their time will come, they won't endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust, they'll heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They want somebody to tickle their ears. They want to hear what they want to hear instead of the Word of God. Why? Because they're against the Word of God. Why are they against the Word of God? The Bible condemns them. The Word of God condemns. He that being often reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall be suddenly destroyed, that without remedy. Many women, the greatest need of America today is the old-time preaching of the Bible. Back to the Word of God. It'll clear the atmosphere. If all the multiplied thousands of preachers in America would just roll up their sleeves and start in, and all the schools built with church money and Christian money would stand up and go to talking, just all of us go to stand, all individuals everywhere, get back to the Bible, we'd solve our problems. But we're not getting back to the Bible. We're getting away from the Bible all the time in America. And remember, we're headed to doom. This country was started with the Word of God, and the Word of God shaped the early conditions of America. God, help us to get back to His Word. Our Father, we thank Thee for Thy Word that's forever settled in heaven. Help us to preach it, help us to live it, help us to be true to it in all things for Jesus' sake. Amen.
You've been listening to Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. If you know you need to be academically and spiritually challenged, you know enough to succeed as a student at Bob Jones University. Why not take the first step on the journey to that success? Call 1-800-BJ-ME. Ask for a free personal opportunity profile.